It was a relatively late evening. I'm not sure that both camps anticipated it being a late evening. I know Clark Tucker probably hoped it would be a late evening, but with a different result. But it was a good night for the incumbent French Hill. Both candidates, they waged a very hard-fought campaign, a highly visible campaign. There was a lot of outside support for Clark Tucker. It did make this district competitive. Ultimately, the incumbency advantage for French Hill proved to be fruitful. We finally did hear a victory speech last night from Representative French Hill late into the evening. And as a matter of fact, I was anticipating it'd be even later than that. But they wrapped up, and it was a good night for the Republican Party and incumbents in the state of Arkansas.
And worth noting, this is the first time a Democrat has done this well in a congressional race in quite a few election cycles.
It has been quite a few election cycles. As a matter of fact, in the last election, 2016, there was a candidate on the ballot, more of a placeholder. And prior to that, there were a lot of empty slots on the ballots. So this was a good showing for Democrats last night. It's been well known that the intention has been also put out there that the party committee has been wanting and needing to build the party up in Arkansas, looking to 2020. So the results last night is encouraging for the Democratic Party in Arkansas heading into the next election cycle.
And we had Democrat Jared Henderson didn't pose much of a challenge to Governor Asa Hutchinson, but I guess Democrats are perhaps introducing him to the state.
And what's interesting about Jared Henderson is that he's a novice candidate that tossed his hat into the governor's race, too. So could be an introduction. We may see him again. But this is also in line with a lot of the trends that we saw this election cycle of brand new candidates, novices to politics, having outside experience, not holding office prior. And for that, waging a pretty highly visible contest. But here again, Asa Hutchinson is a vastly popular candidate and was a vastly popular incumbent and was victorious.
And Republicans won every one of the state's constitutional offices, all four of the congressional seats. On the two issues, we had the minimum wage, which won overwhelmingly by more than 2-1. Casino gambling also winning. Any bigger trends that you see?
So the trends that I see from the midterm elections in Arkansas is one that the Republican Party is still a very strong party in the state of Arkansas. And also, the president's popularity also might have had some influence here with the strong showing of the Republican sweep in all of the top of the ballot races and then down ballot in the state legislature. And then on the issues, what's intriguing about the issues is that the minimum wage was vastly popular heading into last evening. And the casinos, it was kind of split. Like, there was a lot of individuals who wasn't sure how that casino issue was going to pan out. But it turned out that Arkansans gave it its stamp of approval. So my overall takeaway from last night is that the Arkansas referendum on this presidency is a positive one. Arkansans put its stamp of approval on status quo. The Democratic committee did put up some very strong competitive candidates and should be feeling good about moving forward.
Heather Yates is a political science professor at the University of Central Arkansas in Conway. Thanks for your analysis.
Thanks for bringing me in.
This is KUAR 89.1. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.